scripture reading from the Apostle Paul to the Galatians chapter 6, first 10 verses. Live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself. You might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens and so complete Christ's law. And if you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived. Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. Be very sure now, you who have been trained to a self-sufficient maturity, that you enter into a generous common life with those who have trained you, sharing all the good things that you have and experience. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Here ends our scripture reading. May we sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this very morning. So, Cyclone Andrea finally shed its tropical characteristics and then headed out of the United States with strong winds. Does that sound familiar? Once again, the hurricane season is upon us. So I guess all of us wonder just deep inside, what next? What's coming our way? And whether we enjoy doing so or not, most of us track every storm with potential to come our way. And that brings a question. How do you prepare for something that threatens you, something that you have no control over? Well, I came across some well-meant advice in this regard. This is how you do it. Step one, buy enough supplies to last your family for at least 3 days. Step two, put these supplies in your car. Step three, drive to Nebraska and remain there till Halloween. Most, if not all of us, can tell of times when we had to put our lives and our plans on hold while thinking about plywood, generators and chainsaws. Brings the question, how do you live your dreams and follow rainbows of hope while the reality of life brings cyclones and so many other challenges directly on your path? Now, Viktor Frankl, the famous psychologist who survived the Holocaust, was imprisoned, stripped, beaten, starved and deprived in every way, every possible way in Hitler's death camps. And long afterwards, he explained the secret of survival. He said, "One thing they could not take away from me, and that was the ability to choose how I would respond to the situation that I'm in." Now let me explain. A well-meaning woman was talking to a handicapped student trying to sell magazine subscriptions and said to him, my, having such a handicap must have changed and colored your entire life." The young man brightly responded, "It certainly has. But thank God, I could choose the color." So attitude surely has something to do with it. The thoughts you and I choose to think are the tools we use to paint the canvas of our lives. And the colors we choose to paint the picture of our lives determine whether we will be a victim or a victor. The colors we choose determine whether we will quit when the first roadblock and detour of life comes to us, or whether we have the courage and the commitment to go the extra mile to finally reach our destination. What will grab your and my attention and help us focus on life's direction? Will it be positivism, energy and enthusiasm, or will it be discouragement and disillusionment? What happens when you and I run head on into unexpected detours, dead end alleys, and rugged roadblocks? Do we become disappointed, disillusioned, depressed, and defeated? Do we raise our hands in despair, turn around and go back home? Many are experiencing hardships or receive unwarranted criticisms and attacks, which can turn all their dreams into nightmares. So come back to the question, how are you responding when these things happen to you in your daily life? How are you allowing them, those bad things, to color your life? You know, it's a known fact that the only difference between a piece of coal and a diamond is pressure and heat. How do we handle the pressures of life, and how do we allow them to color our lives? You know, it's amazing to think that people who lived in biblical times faced similar anxieties and harsh realities than we do now in our times. So the Apostle Paul advised the early Christians in Galatia to respond creatively to pressures and to color their lives with rainbows of hope. He said, "So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued by doing good. Remember, at the right time, we will harvest a good crop. If we don't give up or quit," you know, that's the secret. That's what drew me through this text a few days and weeks ago. Isn't that exactly what our faith does for us? When we go to church and people watch us think, well, certainly there must be a more joyful way to spend a Sunday morning. These poor folks that just seem to make their way Sunday after Sunday. Oh, we have the secret of sensing God's presence right here in our midst. I can look back to only 12 years in this church, but I can remember moments that I will finally die with when the glory and the joy and the presence of God filled this place, because men and women sensed we are not alone. God is with us. And that colors our outlook. That colors how we look at life. We can cope with the changing circumstances of life because we believe in faith that we are always standing on a rock. And although at times we are trembling on that rock, we know that the rock of ages, will never tremble under you and me. That's what the New Testament says. Jesus taught us to build our lives on this rock solid faith foundation. Another question: how do you respond to the roadblocks in your life? Some people go around and darken the sun in other people's lives with their sad tales of doom and gloom. It does not do them any good and has no positive influence on the lives of others. It's okay that we love one another. It's okay that we understand and deal each other's sorrows. But some of us just tend to simply hold every precious moment of another person's life by having the same complaint over and over. Ah, we have a refuge in our faith. And when it gets too much for us, you and I know where to go. Most often back to our knees before God. So many people fail to understand that just a little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. Dreams, your dreams, my dreams, can be the most powerful and pervasive force at work in our world. Dreams of freedom and religious liberties propelled countless persons to move across oceans and unknown lands. And as long as the dream was alive, so were the people who pursued them. In this beloved church of ours, even during times of economic downturn, social change, and challenges to our Christian faith, we remain dedicated to long-range planning. If God is with us, who can ever be against us? So we are seeking the will of God into a still unknown future. We are seeking by following Christ, the very heart of our faith. The Bible is unequivocally clear and challenges us to move from tracking cyclones to following rainbows. The Bible says, steep your life in God reality, God initiative, and God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. You'll find that in Matthew 6, verse 33. above all, this very morning, hear me now. Follow your own personal rainbow of faith. And your unshakable faith will teach and enable you to deal creatively with every challenge that the future holds. Faith makes it possible to accept that which we cannot change, to meet disappointments and sorrow with an inner poise, and to absorb the most intense pain without ever abandoning our hope. Scripture says, let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued by doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. From the classic movie, The Sound of Music, comes this advice. Climb every mountain. Search high and low. Follow every byway, every path you know. A dream that will need all the love you can give every day of your life, for as long as you live. Climb every mountain. Ford every stream. Follow every rainbow till you find your dream. Go then today with the assurance deep inside, I can face every challenge. I can ford every stream because I'm not alone. And that's the assurance we have till the end of time. Amen.